Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Thursday, the 27th of January, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the big news is the BBC iPlayer is coming to the iPhone. Allegedly. Apparently. It's imminent. Yes. Oh, God, I can't wait. Please, BBC, let this be true. However, of course, no one's confirmed anything yet, and it may not actually be coming. But they're saying February. Oh, God, you teases. Come on, BBC. Give us it. Give us it. All we've got to do now is make sure that it works over 3G. Sony had its press event yesterday, of course, and it was absolutely wonderful. They were talking 3D an awful lot. Well, that's fair and good. And they were talking about PS3, which means that they haven't got a new platform out, which is getting a bit long in the tooth, isn't it, fellas? They also said that the PSP was going to change. It had an accelerometer in it, so you could turn it on its side, and it would have a new user interface that looked absolutely wonderful. It would also integrate with Android, and it would also integrate with other things as well. So you could go cross-platform anytime, anywhere. They also announced a thing called the PlayStation Suite, which was an ability for content providers to get information straight to the people who wanted it. And they also said that they had over 1.4 billion downloads through the PSP network. Facebook is going to launch its first cell phone next week at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Allegedly, HTC is going to announce that there is a Facebook phone. Probably the only application it'll run really well is Facebook. And of course, don't forget that if you buy this phone, the chances are it'll tell everyone wherever you are all the time and you won't be able to get out of it. Yeah, be careful. Facebook has also come up with a rather innovative security measure. They're going to get you to use your pictures of your friends as a security password to get in. So they'll show you some pictures of random people, and you'll have to choose those that are your friends and those that aren't. It sounds a great idea until you realise that most of the people that I know on Facebook have got a picture of themselves when they were three. So I've got absolutely no chance. Ongo is coming. It's a new application for the iPad, and it's a news application for the iPad. It's a collaboration between the New York Times, the Washington Post, the USA Today, and also the Financial Times. It's going to cost you at the lowest level $6.99 a month, and at the highest level $14.99 a month. It is going to give you news, however, from Boston, Charlotte, Louisville, Detroit, Des Moines, Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Miami as well as. But it seems a bit pricey based on what you're getting from all the other providers. Verizon's 4G dongles are going to come to Mac. They've said there's going to be full Mac compatibility soon. How soon, it doesn't say, but you'll be able to get the 4G LTE dongles as soon as the engineers have sorted out the driver issue that's currently bugging them. Well done. And Samsung is trying to take on Apple's domination of the notebook market. They've said that they're going to have a 60% increase in laptop sales in 2011. That means they're going to sell between 16 and 17 million portable machines this year alone. Jolly good. Well done, Samsung. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit. And upon this charge, cry God for Harry, Korea, and Samsung. That doesn't really work, does it? 100 peer-to-peer users upload 75% of content. I hadn't read this story properly. Researchers have said that 100 people, just 100 people, upload 75% of all of the stuff that gets BitTorrented and peer-to-peered. That's amazing. Does that sound like crime syndicate or conglomeration? Yes, I think so. Watch out for the viruses, people. Watch out. Twitter has been given a price tag by shares post of more than $4 billion. Do you really think that Twitter's worth $4 billion? That's 12 times less than the figure that's been touted for Facebook. So would you have said that they're 12 times less influential? Now, if it's all about the numbers, then yes, I would agree. However, I do believe an awful lot more in Twitter than I do in Facebook. It could be the people at the helm, really, couldn't it? And finally, while we're talking about Facebook, we told you yesterday that they were going to advertise using your face. So if you went in Starbucks, it would tell all your friends that you've been to Starbucks and it would show a picture of it if you signed up to Places. It seems that you can't opt out of that. A few people have tried and there's no getting away from it. Once you're in, I'm afraid you're in. So there you go, people. Don't use Facebook Places or you'll be exploited. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll see you tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal with the Daily Show in the morning. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll have the photo show with Alex, Kyle and me, and a special guest, Chris Dick, will be joining us, photographer from the States. Then we'll also have the Mac show at 1 o'clock, and we'll have a special guest there as well because Don's, of course, away at Macworld. 3 o'clock, we'll see see the media show with Kyle, and then at 10 p.m. we'll be back for the Bagel Tech Big Show. So it's Broadcast Friday. Jolly good. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.